Right, I'm here with Pete Woods from RS Components, who's been teaching kids how to interact with Raspberry Pi today as part of the GoTo Foundation's first event called GoTo Tech, which was in partnership with Intellect. Pete, did you have a good time today?
Fantastic day, very hectic. Brought back a lot of memories for me when I started programming as a boy. And it's been good. The kids actually grasped it really well. I was really impressed. Some quicker than others, obviously, but really surprised about how smart these kids are. Obviously, they all know about technology. The problem is today, as we know, is that they don't really understand how it works, but very quickly they picked up very basic programming skills. And I hope that they carry on and move on with that and, you know, get excited about it and want to do more.
Cool. So do you think you can teach programming to seven-year-old kids?
I think that Scratch is probably a great start. Obviously, what we were doing was sort of the next level down at command level. But yeah, very basic programming, yes. But I think Scratch is a great start on the Raspberry Pi. You can do Scratch on the Raspberry Pi. And then moving on to, like, you know, the Python side of it. So 7 to 9, I think you're kind of borderline. But Scratch is definitely a great start. And then moving up to...
Nice touch, we've got the ice cream van just pitched up as well.
And they're moving up to command line level at Python, definitely. But so yeah, they did really, really well. I'm really pleased and it's been a fantastic day.
I mean, I saw the kids, like, their faces when they managed to get the LED light to go on.
Yeah.
They were really happy to
Absolutely.
See that and the flashing light and everything. So
it's amazing how just a couple of lines of code, you know, for them to actually perform a task. So the whole idea behind today was to show them how when they write something in a program, there's actually, and they execute it, actually something happens.
Yeah.
So we got them to write a piece of code to tell it to turn the light on and then to turn it off. So it was a very basic thing, but they were very excited about it and it was great, you know. And I think some of them, like, you know, very... very keen, I think, to carry on and do things on their own and progress a little bit further on.
Cool. Well, I've talked to the teachers as well, and the teachers are keen to do more stuff as well.
Great
so
stuff.
So it's very kind of you to donate a couple of Raspberry Pis
no
to the
problem.
School.
No, you're
I think
welcome.
They'll be the envy of the area, I'm sure, in terms of school teachers. So this was our first event, GoTo Foundation, and we were really keen to get together some kind of hardware stuff and software and, like, design, because I think that's part of showing kids or people the whole picture about, you know, the whole of development of software and apps and that whole thing. Do you think that's important?
Absolutely. I think, as I say, the problem today is that technology's handed to kids on a plate. You know, they've all got, you know, maybe phones
maybe
or computers,
yeah.
Exactly. And the problem is that they don't actually understand how it, you know, how it works. So the problem we've got is they might be able to use it, but, you know, what if they need to go and, you know, hack into it and play around with it, which is much more fun, right?
You're promoting hacking.
Hacking can be good, you know, in the right sense.
I agree.
But that's the thing, you know. And if we're not careful, if we just keep serving up technology on a plate, what's going to happen is, you know, decline in computer studies and electronics engineering, which we're seeing year on year, is going to be a real problem.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So if we don't get kids encouraged again back at the grassroots level of how these things actually work and how we're put together and programmed, then before we know it, we're going to have no electronics engineers, we're going to have no computer science guys, no computer programmers. And that's a real shame.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you hear that, UK government? Thanks very much, Pete.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
There we go.